The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Very welcome back to you now. There was loads of pictures of people taking dips in the sea yesterday and the day before. Christmas Day, Stephen's Day swims were happening all around the coast, it would appear. I have to say, I was shivering just looking at the photos. But imagine taking a dip and, you know, deciding to try out swimming in the sea and then very quickly sailing across the Atlantic. Well, this is what my next guest did. Claire McCluskey joins us now on the phone. Claire, good morning to you.
Hi, Maggie. How's it going?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, of course, you're from a landlocked county Monaghan, beautiful County Monaghan. So you wouldn't have really been a seafaring type of child as such. But something sort of happened where you were talking about sailing adventures and starting to swim and all of that, and then it kind of took off. Take us back to your first adventure, Claire, and how did that come up?
As I kind of firmly refer to myself as a land mammal, I think, you know, growing up in Monaghan, it's very agricultural background. There was no sense of the sea really, you know, in my childhood at all. But then this story has kind of, I think, over the years of telling it, has sort of been reduced down to the kind of the essential bit where myself and my partner were having a pint one day and said, "How about we go sailing?" And that kind of was that. Obviously, a lot more details happened in between. We decided that we would just sort of do this trip. I think Nick, my partner, was always very interested in it, but he didn't have any sailing experience either, really. So we just kind of learned and then bought a fixer-upper boat.
Had you even been on a boat before you decided to do this?
I had been on a gondola in Venice and an Irish ferry. That was on a canoe once.
Slightly different.
But before we decided to do that, we came up with the idea. We did a sort of a taste of sailing one day. I was terrified. I thought the boat was capsizing, and apparently they actually just tilt whenever they're sailing. So, I stuck at it, and then all of a sudden we were out in the middle of the Atlantic, and that was actually where I first swam in the sea. Was in kind of 4 kilometers deep water. We stopped for a day and we went for a swim, and I had never really swam out of my depth in coastal seawater before that point. So it was.
Actually, hang on a second. Hang on a second, Claire. I mean, I've had plenty of dips in the Irish Sea. I mean, I'm from Wexford, so, you know, I was in and out of the beach as a child all the time. But, you know, kind of so used enough to swimming in the sea. But you're telling me that you decided to sail across the Atlantic and you had never been swimming in the sea.
Like, I had been in, like, paddling, you know, but I'd never really felt comfortable going out of my depth.
I mean, that's taking the adventure, like, a little bit sort of, a little bit far. But it took you a few years. Like, once you decided, you and your partner decided to take on this challenge, it took you a few years to kind of get your skills up in order to be able to do it.
Yeah, it did. I think, we decided in about 2014 that this is something that we'd like to do. And we were like, that's a bit mad. Well, sure, we'll. And we kind of, I think, just sort of egged each other on a little bit. It grew legs, you know, and greasy legs or whatever.
Yeah.
It sort of rolled on from there. I think at no point we felt like we had to do it, but we just kind of kept going and going. And then all of a sudden it sort of happened, you know.
And people might remember reading your diary, because the Irish Times published your diary of the Atlantic adventure that you did. And that was a couple of years ago. That was back in 2004.
That was 2017. On the journey home. Yeah, I was delighted to be able to chronicle the journey back, the journey across, the first journey out. It was all just a little bit intense, and we were just like, let's just get through it. But actually, having the kind of that sort of experience under my belt, then on the way home,
how long did it take you?
In total, the whole transatlantic voyage, we were away for about 9 months. So that's island hopping or coastal hopping, kind of down to Spain, across to the Caribbean, around the Caribbean for 4 months, and then back across again.
My goodness.
But the longest we were ever at sea in any one go was 26 days. So it was, it was really...
It was tough.
It was very hard, but it was incredible. You know, it just sort of opened my eyes to just so many new experience. Like, it was incredible. It was really incredible.
Was there any scary moments, like really scary moments there?
We had definitely the last journey, I kind of write about it in the articles a bit. We had some pretty heavy weather, nothing dangerous at all, you know, but definitely had we encountered that at the first leg, as it were, we would have been like, this is crazy, SOS, get me out of here. But because we had gained by that stage so much experience and we were on the home stretch, we were well able for it, and we trusted the boat as well. The boat knew what to do. We did lose our steering just towards the end of the hydraulic fuel kind of sprung a leak, and we lost our steering just before arriving home to Ireland. But it was all, it's all in the Irish Times article. It was a real adventure, but
it sounds like an adventure, and not enough is one adventure, but you're heading off again. And tell me a little bit about Expedition Round the World Voyage. What is that?
Yeah, so the Expedition Round the World Voyage is, it's came upon my radar. I was back on land again for a year or two, and this thing kind of popped up on my Instagram, and I was totally struck by it, because it's essentially, it's a round the world voyage. Expedition is a not-for-profit company started by ocean advocate Emily Penn and Dr. Lucy Gilliam, and they are investigating ocean plastics and the effects that they have on the health of our oceans, and also the effects on our health as humans. They've done quite a few missions already where they've gone across various kind of ocean voyages with all-female crews that they get from, like, kind of people with no sailing background, people from multidisciplinary backgrounds is the idea, so people can come together with, and it's a science mission, it's a science research project. So the idea is that they gather samples of data from the ocean as they go, and then bring that back to the lab and contribute to the scientific research around this, because we really don't know that much about the, you know, we're very well aware now of the plastic problem, but we don't know the full extent of how it's actually going to impact on
us. I suppose when we think about plastics now, we are picturing, I'm sure all of us in our minds, the plastic bottles, the nappies, all the wipes and all the rest of it that we see on the beaches. But you're actually looking at what is in the ocean, like what's been washed up, I suppose, from the oceans. But this will be actually looking at the effect as well, I suppose, on the ocean and on ocean life.
Exactly, yeah. So all the plastic that we produce, and it's apparently 8 million metric tons or so end up in the ocean every single year. And this plastic, like we see kind of pictures of floating trash islands in the middle of the Pacific at these accumulation zones, you know. But in reality, it's more like the ocean becomes this sort of soup of plastic. So plastic doesn't actually go away, you know. It just breaks down smaller and smaller pieces. And the microparticles, the microparticles are any pieces that are considered to be smaller than 5 millimeters, and they get smaller and smaller, and when it gets to the point they can actually migrate through intestinal walls of living creatures and humans and start to interfere with our own endocrine systems and our hormonal systems.
I think isn't it fascinating that actually it's, I feel like that it's, that this year is the year that we have suddenly kind of woken up to it all and suddenly become more aware of that sort of stuff, and I'll say stuff in the broad context, you know, but actually I think that when we hear that it's not just about, it's just affecting everything, and there's an article in the paper again today about climate change actually now will start to properly affect our health as human beings. Like it's so serious, and I think it's fantastic that this expedition is happening to, I suppose, make us more aware of it. So look, thousands of people obviously very interested in taking part in this research project that you came across on Instagram. So you decide to throw your name into the hat to see if they'd take you on. Thousands and thousands of people looking to get on board, and you, Claire McCluskey from County Monaghan, get accepted to go on this expedition, which is fantastic.
I know.
How did you get through? Yeah. There must have been a tough interview.
It was we had to send in a video kind of just stating sort of what we wanted to do and why we wanted to apply, you know, all this kind of stuff, what we could bring. They're very much about empowering all of the people that come on board to, like, think about what we can, as I said, it's an interdisciplinary crew. All the women chosen are from various disciplines, and I'm a visual artist, and I'm just really interested in our connection with the sea, how we use the sea to understand ourselves and our relationship to the sea, definitely inspired by my trip, my previous voyage. It's sort of lodged in there, and I kind of want to go back and think more about it, you know.
And so when are you going to set sail again?
So I'll be joining the voyage in February. So, yes, the expedition, this time they're doing a full circumnavigation of the world. They left Plymouth last September, I think, and they're currently in Panama. So I'll be joining them for a leg in February. I'll be joining them in the Galapagos, and I'll be sailing 2,000 nautical miles to Easter Island.
Wow. I mean, isn't that a lovely thing to do in February? Most of us are thinking about maybe maybe if we can get a week away or a long weekend somewhere. Yeah. You're heading to the Galapagos.
It'll be hard work as well. You know, one of the things that I was sort of warned about, I suppose, and I had a phone interview as well, and they really felt a strong need to stress that, you know, you look out at this beautiful blue ocean, and, you know, when you're in the middle of the ocean, and it's just like a big circle, like there's nothing on the horizon. It's a really incredible space, you know, total wilderness, really. And it looks beautiful, serene. And then we use this thing called a manta trawl that we will kind of, it's like a sieve, really, that we'll sieve through the water that we'll be collecting our samples from.
And it's an all-female crew?
It's an all-female crew, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Exactly, for various reasons. Mm. But yeah, sorry, one of the things that I was sort of warned about was that when we gather up these samples, then you suddenly realize that the ocean is teeming with all this plastic, and actually it can be very upsetting. So they warned me of the emotional effects that might come up from seeing this kind of level of just degradation. So I'm very interested in that side of it as well.
But hopefully with 14 other women, not that I'm saying that men wouldn't, but I'm sure that, you know, the crowd of girls and the crowd of women, you'll all probably help each other get through it all, I'm sure.
Claire, now
how are you funding this voyage? Because you have to pay for it, presumably, and there has to be costs coming from somewhere. So can we give you help at all?
Absolutely. Yeah. As it's a not-for-profit organisation, it's the X Expedition. So that means that by getting the 300 of people like me on board, it means that we're contributing to all this science. So we have to raise a crew contribution to kind of, you know, cover our costs on board and just towards the mission itself. So I have a GoFundMe page. I've been delighted so far with the support. It's so heartwarming to see how many people are interested in this issue. And if you look up GoFundMe and Not So Fantastic Plastic, you should be able to find me there.
Not So Fantastic Plastic.
Yeah.
I like
Claire's
that.
That's
great.
Yeah.
So you head off in February and you'll be gone for how many weeks?
I'll be at sea for about 3.5 weeks or so.
Fantastic. That sounds great. And we wish you all the best of luck. And you're doing, it's obviously going to be great for you personally, but also in the long run, great for us all as well. Because the more that we learn about what's going on in the oceans, the better for us all. Claire, lovely to speak to you. Thanks so much. And best of luck with that. Claire McCluskey joining us on the phone from Cork this morning. Now we'll take a song. As we come to the end of the decade, why not a bit of Prince?